Well, it is day five of the Xerox Rochester International Jazz Festival, and joining us now to talk about what's happened so far, what's still to come, is Scott Regan, host of WRUR's Open Tuning. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
All right, so what have you been up to lately?
Well, we're halfway home here.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot of great music so far. We're listening right now to IPA. They're a Scandinavian band with a trumpet, bass, drum, and sax. They're playing at Lutheran Church tonight, and they're really experienced Scandinavian players. They all come from various bands. They form together, have two CDs out, and it should be a really great place to see them. The Lutheran Church is one of my favorite venues this year so far.
Well, last night you had a good chance to check out some great trumpet work. What was that all about?
Well, I saw Terrence Blanchard Quintet at Kilbourne Hall. He had piano, bass, sax, drums, and also Cornell West joined the show with a little sampled vocal thing. It was really cool. They really sculpt their sounds. You know, it's melodic, but it's sculpted. It has a real physical presence.
Well, your impression so far? You've gone to several concerts over the first few days of the festival. How's it look? I mean, can people still see a lot of music, hear a lot of music, even without a pass?
Yes, it's a great place. You know, actually, the crowds have been spectacular, and I think that boosts the shows too. I mean, performers play off of crowds.
Yeah.
Catherine Russell was amazing. I mean, and her crowd was amazing. I've seen her four times at the festival over the past couple of years, and I think she was better than ever this year at Harrow East a couple of days ago. But as far as, you know, walking around, there's all sorts of stuff to do. I was walking down East Avenue last night. There was three or four bands on the street corners. There were three or four bands in coffee shops and bars, all for free.
Yeah.
You know, plus you get down to the little. I stopped in a tent and saw at Selena's tent. They had Maria Gillard with her quartet there, and it was a really nice crowd there. It's a beautiful night. Tonight there's a couple of movies at the little too. You can see last year's performance of Curtis Sigers at 8 o'clock, and then John Nugent. That's John Nugent and strings that he performed at the Eastman Theater last year. That'll be showing at 9:30. And then if you're interested in live music, the Little Theater has Russell Fielder. He's a vocalist, sort of standard, straight-up jazz with Russell Fielder.
So you certainly don't have to spend a fortune to enjoy the music at the Fest, right?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It's great. And just to experience the streets, it's fun to be downtown this type of year.
Now, I understand, there were several trumpeters last night. I think we can focus on some keyboardists tonight, right?
There's a couple of keyboardists, and they're both playing at the finest venues, I think, really. At Kilbourne Hall, you can catch the Benny Green Trio, and at the Hatch Recital Hall, if you're interested in Ellington, Bill Dobbins is playing all Ellington pieces tonight at the Hatch Recital Hall, which I still have yet to get to, but I hear great things about it.
You'll get to there one of these nights, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't we close it out with some more music that'll be featured at the festival. The word jazz doesn't really come to mind when you hear this, but here's what we got for you. One channel, no less.
Hello, seed lemons. I see you selling all the worries way behind.
Tussie Mountain Moonshiners. They are at a free stage at the Fusion Stage at the corner of East and Chestnut. So another great event you can catch for free tonight.
They're becoming my favorite already, I think. Just for the name, I think.
You're a sucker for real jazz,
right,
I can tell.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Scott Regan, host of Open Tunings, will be joining us all week to talk more about the Xerox Rochester International Jazz Fest. Thanks.
Thanks, Alex.
Way behind,